Hello and welcome to Volume 45, Number 52 of Grapevine, your weekly local news magazine. Brought to you by the Great Yarmouth and District Talking Newspaper Association, this edition is published on Saturday the 27th of December 2025. I'm Graham, your presenter, and for this week, newsreader. And in the news this week, the last of the Christmas stories, the plans for the new James Paget are lodged, and a Caister couple celebrate their 70th. Well, we've no Grapevine listeners' birthdays this week, so without further ado, let's get straight on to this week's local news. Well, as you would expect, there's not actually a huge amount of news this week, but let's get underway with a couple of remnants from Christmas. Father Christmas dropped in on the maternity and children's wards at the James Paget University Hospital to spread a bit of seasonal cheer to young patients and new parents. The visit was organised by Yarmouth Diamond Drilling, LDD, and Morgan Sindel Construction, who have been working to maintain the hospital's roof, which is constructed with reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete, AAC for short, thank goodness. Ziggy Seagroot, owner of LDD, said, "It was a privilege for our team to meet all the children and new parents on the wards and to play a part in bringing some festive cheer during their time in hospital." This is the second time the two companies have arranged a centre visit, following a successful first outing last year. To help set the festive mood, the Morgan Sindel team also donated a Christmas tree for the site's entrance. And the second and last of the Christmas stories. Several Christmas North Sea dips were postponed by organisers amid predicted poor conditions. Sea Pawling's event was put on hold by organisers following advice from the Humber Coast Guard. It becomes the latest in a string of events which were cancelled due to predicted poor conditions. An organiser for the Sea Pawling dip said on Friday, "I spoke with Humber Coast Guard today at 6:50 a.m. and they expected wave surges of 2 to 3 feet. Sorry to disappoint everyone, but safety is our priority. Fun and fundraising come second to your well-being." Cromer's Boxing Day dip was also deemed unable to go ahead earlier in the week, while many flocked to Hunstanton for a Christmas Day swim. And on to the plans for the new James Paget Hospital. The James Paget University Hospital in Galston has lodged a hybrid proposal for a new facility covering almost 100,000 square metres and featuring around 600 inpatient beds. The hospital is seeking full planning approval for the initial enabling works, including a multi-storey car park and construction of access roads. It's also looking for outline planning for the new hospital main building that would replace the current hospital, which will be demolished. Health bosses say the new building would increase capacity and meet growing demand at a hospital that currently serves 250,000 people in East Norfolk and Waveney. The development would be built next to the existing facility, which would remain open during construction. The new hospital will have 630 beds, 80 more than the current facility, as well as two multi-storey car parks with up to 10 levels each, providing 2,000 spaces. The outline plan for the new hospital shows a building up to 10 storeys in height in some places, with higher parts stepped back into the centre of the site to minimise visual impact on surrounding neighbourhoods. The new hospital would be larger than the existing hospital, including all wards having single ensuite bedrooms. The James Paget requires replacement due to being constructed primarily using reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete, RAAC. The new plans retain many of the buildings on the existing site that are not affected by the RAAC, such as the concept ward and community diagnostic centres, and incorporates their use in planning for a new hospital campus. Joe Seggersby, Group Chief Delivery Officer, said, "Submitting planning application for the James Paget new hospital is a significant step forward for Norfolk and Waveney's new hospital programme, which will deliver two state-of-the-art facilities in Great Yarmouth and for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn. It's expected construction of the new hospital in Yarmouth would take place between 2028 and 2032. A decision on the bid is expected by February next year." And more new building, this time in Caister. A new roadside service area, including a petrol station, McDonald's and drive-through coffee shop, could be built on the edge of Caister. The plans lodged by FPC Income and Growth PLC will see the new development constructed on land at the junction of Yarmouth Road and the Caister Bypass, a site formerly used for a car boot sale. According to supporting documents, the development would create up to 165 jobs, including 75 full-time and 90 part-time roles at the petrol station, restaurant and coffee shop. The scheme would include 57 parking spaces, a forecourt shop, jet wash facilities and seating for around 50 people at the McDonald's and 70 at the coffee shop. It would be accessed from a new entrance off Yarmouth Road. The report says the development would have no material impact on the operation of the local highway network. National Highways has raised no objection to the plans. However, Anglian Water has objected, saying two large sewer pipes cross the site and cannot be built over. The company said the pipes must remain accessible for maintenance and warned that seating areas could be affected by noise and odours from the nearby water recycling centre. Essex and Suffolk Water also raised concerns, saying the proposed entrance to the site would affect a strategic water main and would require a diversion, and Norfolk County Council Highways said the proposed access off Yarmouth Road conflicts with the nearby Pump Lane Junction. Caister Parish Council has not objected to the plans, and a decision on the bid, currently in the hands of planners at Great Yarmouth Borough Council, is expected by early February. Some new one-bedroom flats. Archie Hunt is seeking permission to convert a house in Wellesley Road. He submitted an application to convert the property into three self-contained one-bedroom flats. The plans, which the applicant says would improve housing choice in a sustainable area, includes a rear two-storey extension. The proposal is facing two objections over concerns about an excess of small flats in the area. Great Yarmouth Borough Council will make a decision on the bid by January the 28th. And a hotel could gain more rooms. Barrett Properties have applied to turn the current 15-bedroom Driftwood Hotel in Great Yarmouth into a 20-bedroom hotel with one room occupied as a manager's room. The site is a three-storey terraced building on 82-84 Walpole Road. The live-in manager would share the communal facilities in the building for their own use. The proposal would not require any materials to be used outside the building. A decision on the application is expected by January the 27th. And campaigners fighting plans to create a 52-acre quarry in their village have been dealt a major planning blow. People in the village of Haddiscoe have been thwarted after the planning inspectorate sided with Breedon concrete and cement suppliers. Breedon wants to extract 650,000 tonnes of gravel and 510,000 tonnes of sand from the site at Crab Apple Lane in Haddiscoe. Locals lodged nearly 400 objections with Norfolk County Council, arguing the scheme would bring dust, extra traffic, and could impact on the nearby Grade 1 listed St Mary's Church. The council had thrown out the plan, leading to an appeals process from Breedon, with a planning inspectorate now siding with the firm. Sari Kelsey, a Haddiscoe Parish councillor and member of Stop It 2 anti-quarry campaign, said, "To say we were devastated would be an understatement. A miserable Christmas gift." The site will be the fourth in the village, with former quarries next to Wiggs Road, Haddiscoe Village Hall and Thorpe Road. Originally, Norfolk County Council opposed the 52-acre plans. However, just as the appeal went to public inquiry, it reversed its decision and dropped its opposition. Caravan owners at two Norfolk holiday parks say they are being forced out by rising costs, changing rules and threats of eviction. The claims relate to Seabreeze and Seafield holiday parks in Hemsby, where residents say the problems began after the sites were taken over by Monte Carlo Parks earlier this year. They are alleging repeated ground rent rises, sudden rule changes and warnings that caravans could be removed if new terms are not accepted. Several owners have said they believe the company is deliberately making conditions unaffordable in order to remove existing caravans and redevelop the parks. One woman bought her caravan on one of the sites in 2019. She said ground rent has increased twice in a single year to £2,350 and £3,000, depending on the caravan's location in the parks. "They're not treating us like people, they're trying to scare people. Every time we think we understand the rules, they move the goalposts," she said. "It feels like they're trying to push us out so they can turn it into a haven-type site." Another long-term owner said elderly residents, some who have been on the site for more than 60 years, are among those most affected. "The elderly are getting pushed out. People are absolutely devastated," they said. Monte Carlo Parks owns more than 20 residential and leisure parks across the UK and bought the Seabreeze and Seafield holiday parks in March this year. Together, the sites contain more than 450 caravans. And a Caister driver has been banned. Caister resident Zeki Yassan admitted a charge of drink driving, having been caught over the limit on October the 17th. It was heard that police noticed Yassan, who is the proprietor of Rumble's Fish Bar, as he drove along Elms Road at Red Lodge near Newmarket on October the 17th. It was just after 2 a.m. and officers noted Yassan's Mercedes swerving in its lane and judged it to be travelling at over 80 miles an hour, where the speed limit was 70 miles per hour. When he was breathalysed, Yassan, 57, was found to be over the driving limit by 6 micrograms of alcohol per 100 millilitres of his breath. Yassan told officers that the car was fairly new, that he was not yet fully used to it and the speeds it was about to reach. He also said that he had enjoyed a celebratory drink with his family, having learned that he was going to be a grandfather. Yassan of High Street, Caister, was banned from driving for 1 year. He was also fined £480 and ordered to pay court costs of £110 and a £192 surcharge, a total amount of £782. And, believe it or not, finally, a couple celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary. Yes, a husband and his wife, who married 70 years ago on Christmas Eve, have revealed the secrets of their happy life together. Peter and Joy Waugh, who live in Caister, are celebrating their platinum wedding anniversary, having met while working at Coleman's in Norwich at the company Monthly Dancers. It was on Christmas Eve in 1955 that they got married, before moving into a house in Heartsease in Norwich. Mrs. Waugh, 94, said, "Our recipe for a long and happy marriage has been lots of love and plenty of laughter. We share the same interests and there are no secrets between us." One of the couple's main passions has been dancing. They even used to have people approach them on the street and say, "Hey, there's the dancers." After the couple retired in the early 1900s, they took up indoor bowls and dancing, winning several trophies in both. Mr. Waugh said, "We enjoyed dancing so much, it kept us fit." In 1977, the couple, who have one daughter, two grandchildren and two great-granddaughters, moved from Norwich to Caister. Mr. Waugh said, "When we moved in, we made a decision to run local dances at the village hall in Ormsby St Margaret, which we did for 10 years. Mrs. Waugh said they still fall asleep together every night, holding hands. They celebrated their platinum anniversary with a party at their home in Caister-on-Sea on Saturday, December the 20th, attended by their family and the best man and two of the bridesmaids. Well, many congratulations to them. Well, having been beset by Christmas carols on last week's recording, I make no apologies at all for this.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for this week, this volume, and this year. Grapevine is copyright 2025 of the Great Yarmouth and District Talking Newspaper Association. News content is adapted mainly from the Great Yarmouth Mercury. However, the Great Yarmouth and District Talking Newspaper Association accept responsibility for editorial decisions made for this recording. Next week's recording will be Volume 46, Number 1, unbelievably, and the start of our 46th year of bringing you all your local news. Your newsreaders will be Alison and Andrew, so we look forward to your company for that. But in the meantime, we wish you a good week and hope that you stay safe and well. From everyone here at Grapevine, it's bye for now, and our wishes that you enjoy a very happy and healthy New Year.